Hello there, Bruce Cameron with you once again for another program of folk music. This is Come All Ye, and you're very welcome to stick around for the program today. I'm going to have a featured album contributed by a Knight of the Realm. More about him in a bit under half an hour from now. We'll start the program today with two tracks from a band that used to perform in Melbourne a while ago. They were called the High Times String Band. The album is called Way Down the Track. Start with an instrumental. It's an interesting one because it combines a traditional Appalachian tune called Boston Boy with a tune collected from a fiddle player from the central west of New South Wales, Joe Yates, and it's simply called Joe Yates Is Real. So Boston Boy, Joe Yates Is Real, from the High Times String Band, and we'll follow that with a song composed by another Australian.
Thank you. light glows and a whistle blows and the wheels starting to grind it. And I'm headed down to my hometown where the peaceful river's winding. Homeward bound, yes, I'm homeward bound. The whistle screams and the wheels go round and they hum a song as we fly along on the mountains towering. Bellbird song in the dandenongs and the girl who's waiting for me.
I don't think Alan Musgrove has ever been the greatest yodeler, but he gave it a good shot there. That was a song called Homeward Bound, written in the 1950s by Les Partell, who came from Kempsey, mid-north coast of New South Wales. Alan Musgrove learnt it from an old 78 record that he'd had for years. Les Partell, I think he's gone now, but he was around for a long time. Kempsey, of course, also the district where Slim Dusty originated, up the river and up the Nulla Nulla Creek from Kempsey. So it was a fairly fertile area for early country singers in Australia. Before that track, we opened the program with an instrumental. High Times String Band, at that time, were Norm Adams playing fiddle, Maggie Duncan also playing fiddle and singing a bit, Philomena Carroll playing double bass and singing, Alan Musgrove, guitar, and sings a few, or leads a few songs on the album. Most of the songs on the album are led by the late Ken McMaster, who was quite the character. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community FM, in the central west of New South Wales. This is a track by the Kings of Mongrel Folk, Mark Graham and Orville Johnson.
Thank you. I could holler. Baby, if I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd call out, I'd say, won't you bring my baby back? Won't you come back, baby? Let's talk it over. I'd say it's about 16 coaches long. On that train, you know my sweet little girl left and gone. Oh, won't you come back, baby? Let's talk it over. Oh, just one more time. One more time.
Graham and Orville Johnson with an old song, Come Back Baby, Come Back, from an album called Still Going Strong. They call themselves the Kings of Mongrel Folk. Bit of Washboard on that one. We're going to hear some Washboard in the featured album today. We'll try to get back to the core business of this program. This is a folk music program, nominally. So a set of tunes from a group called Trouble in the Kitchen now, a Melbourne band. This album called The Score came out in 2018. This is The Rambles.
Thank you.
you very much. That's Trouble in the Kitchen. Ado Barker, who plays fiddle and sings a bit. Kate Burke plays guitar, a bit of piano, sings a bit, and also plays bouzouki on a couple of tracks. Benno Stevenson plays flute, baron, whistle, and bouzouki. Joe Ferguson also plays bouzouki. I wonder if they all shared the same bouzouki. But a good band, Trouble in the Kitchen. One more, and then I'll introduce you to the featured album today. Right now we'll hear a song from Tom Lewis, who, from memory, was born on the Isle of Man. He was a submariner in the British Navy and has lived for quite a long time in Vancouver. Inland. No, not Vancouver, British Columbia. Inland. Not on the water at all. He's had enough of the water, I think. Although that's still his shtick when he's on stage performing. Captain's hat, propeller earrings, that kind of stuff. But a good performer. He's been to Bathurst. He performed in Bathurst for the Folk Club years and years ago. This one is called 150 Days Out from Vancouver, and it was a poem by Cicely Fox Smith, who's a fascinating woman. Between the two world wars, she was writing English children's stories. Was very interested also in seafaring and that kind of stuff. So, from Tom Lewis's album, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Singer, 150 Days Out from Vancouver.
Days out from Vancouver. Don't you hear them all singing it over and over? 150 days longer to Rome, or less, if you're lucky, to England and home.
I leaned on the taffrail to watch the day dying like a flock of gay birds round the royal yards flying. High o'er the sunset I saw the young moon, and the wind and the tide, they were singing one tune. 150 days out from Vancouver, can't you hear them all singing it over and over? 150 days longer to Rome, or less if you're lucky, to England and home. The ship took it up as she tugged at her tether, brace, foot, rope and halyard all singing together. So did the seagulls which round us did call, but oh, my heart sang it the strongest of all. 150 days out from Vancouver, can't you hear them all singing it over and over? 150 days longer to Rome, or less if you're lucky, to England and home. We've sailed round the world, lads, to ports without number, to Chile for nitrates, the Fraser for lumber, all o'er the ocean since first we did roll, by the Straits of Le Maire to Coquimbo with coal. 150 days out from Vancouver, can't you hear them all singing it over and over? 150 days longer to Rome, or less if you're lucky, to England and home. There's many good songs we have knocked round the world to, manned capstan and windlass, reef shifted and furled to, where charters might offer or cargoes might call. But the homeward bound shanty's the best of them all. 150 days out from Vancouver brings the ship to the land, brings the lad to his lover. 150 days longer to Rome, or less if you're lucky, to England and home. 150 days out from Vancouver, can't you hear them all singing it over and over? 150 days longer to Rome, or less if you're lucky, to England and home.
Strong voice, Tom Lewis. Yes, that allows him to sing on board ships and be heard all over the deck. 150 Days Out from Vancouver, originally a poem by Cicely Fox Smith, an interesting poet. Time to introduce you to an album called Moving on Skiffle. And as I hinted earlier in the program, it's provided and recorded by, I think, the only Knight of the Realm to have featured on this program in a featured album status. I refer to Sir Ivan Morrison. Van Morrison from Northern Ireland. As a very young man, was a member of a skiffle group. He always liked skiffle and a bit of jazz and that kind of stuff, but he was playing skiffle when he was at school. And that style of music became very popular in Britain in the mid-1950s when he was a lad. He's in his late 70s now, Van Morrison. So I suppose he can play whatever he likes now. The album, oh, it's a double album, really. There's 23 tracks all up. He liked what he heard from recordings by Leadbelly and Jelly Roll Morton. And then when he heard Lonnie Donegan's recording of Rock Island Line, he knew that skiffle was the way to go, at that part of his life anyway, that time of his life. And then came back to it. Recorded an album a few years ago that had that sort of focus. This time he's got much of the same band together, and it's a skiffle album. Not all the tracks were originally skiffle tracks. That was the way with skiffle, I suppose. They adapted whatever they liked. This first one, it's called Freight Train, and you probably are familiar with it, or you will be when you hear the first bit of it. It's associated with Elizabeth Cotton, a African-American singer-guitarist. But here, Van Morrison gives it a crack. So from the featured album Moving on Skiffle, Van Morrison with band.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train I'm on. Won't you tell me before I'm gone?
Freight Train. Whoop, there it goes now. Freight Train, originally from Elizabeth Cotton, but given the treatment there on our featured album today called Moving On Skiffle by Van Morrison. Album released March 2023. The washboard features on this album quite nicely, and it's being played by Alan Wickett, known universally as Sticky Wickett. Only in England, folks, only in England. And he used to play with Lonnie Donegan all those years ago, so he's quite the veteran. Other good musicians on the album as well. Dave Keary plays guitar, Pete Hurley playing bass, Colin Griffin kit drum, and Seth Lakeman plays fiddle on five songs on the album. Seth Lakeman, very much one of the preeminent folk musicians in Britain at the moment, but enjoying his time out playing skiffle on this album for sure. Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends join the program again now. They're frequent visitors to this program, and I'm pleased to welcome them back with two tunes, in this medley. North of the Grampians, composition of Simon Fraser, Captain Simon Fraser, I should say. Well, actually, it was collected by him. I don't think he composed it. And the other half of the medley, Half a World Away from the Grampians, or at least the original Grampians, closer to the Victorian Grampians, a tune called Hogtie's Reel, a tune by the Scottish accordionist Phil Cunningham.
Thank you. night. Bill Lyons and old Stack Lee, they had one awful fight. 'Twas all about a John B. Stetson hat. Billy went to the barroom to get him a glass of beer. Old Stack Lee come stomping in. He said, "What are you doing here, that bad man? They call me Stack Lee." Old Stack Lee says to Billy, "I'm gonna kill you dead. You've taken all my money and my stepping right off my head. Yeah, I'm gonna kill you. They call me Stack Lee." Bill Lyon says, "Now Stack Lee, won't you please spare my life? I got two little children, man, and a darling loving wife. Don't kill me. Don't kill me, Stack Lee." Old Stacky says to Billy, "No, I ain't gonna spare your life. God bless your little children, son, and I'll take care of your wife. I'm that bad man. They call me Stack Lee." Old Stack Lee shot poor Billy and shot him right through the head. Only taking 144 ball to kill poor Billy dead. That bad man, that rascal Stack Lee. All out in the alley, I heard my bulldog bark. He's a barking at old Stack Lee, went stumbling through the dark. That bad man, he's scared too, that awful Stack Lee. When the sheriff found old Stack Lee, found him fast asleep. And when he wakened old Stack up, he said he jumped about 40 feet. He's a bad man. Yes, they caught old Stack Lee. Then Stack says to the jailer, "Mr. Jailer, I can't sleep. Every time I close my eyes, my night Bill Lyons begins to creep all around this jailhouse all the time." Men folks all laughing, women folks all a-crying. See the folks that come from miles around just to see old Stack Lee die. That bad man, yeah, they called him Stack Lee. Old Stack standing up on the scaffold, then he began to cuss. And the sheriff said, "Let us hang him, boys, before he kills one of us. He's a bad man. They call him Stack Lee." Somebody tripped that scaffold, and old Stack went down below. When the devil seen him a-coming, he says, "I hate that rascal soul. We don't need him down here." Stack grabbed the devil by the collar, and he threw him up on the shelf. Said, "Get out of here, you son of a gun. I'll run this place myself. I'm that bad man. They call me Stack Lee."
Familiar voice and guitar style there. That's Doc Watson with a version of Stack Lee from a lovely album called Trouble in Mind, which featured his recordings, or some of his recordings, made from 1964 through to 1998. Doc Watson, great guitarist. He learned fiddle as well when he was young, but he had a bit of trouble with the bowing. He said, "I could note the thing pretty good, but my bowing hand just wouldn't do it." And if truth be known, Doc says he plays fiddle like a hungry pig. Yeah, maybe. Well, he stuck with guitar and did play a bit of banjo as well, but mostly guitar, and very good too. Back to Van Morrison for another one from the featured album called Moving on Skiffle. This is a song that's been recorded by lots and lots of people, but not necessarily in this style. This is called Sail Away, Ladies.
Hey, stop, baby, don't you cry. to say.
Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, sail away, lady, sail away.
Saddle up and let me ride. Want you, baby, by my side. Tell your mama, tell your mom. Won't send you to Arkansas.
Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, don't you rock 'em, daddy-o, sail away, lady, sail away.
Sail Away Ladies from Van Morrison's featured album on the program today, Moving on Skiffle, reflecting on his love of skiffle developed when he was just a little tacker back in Belfast. He plays a bit of saxophone on this album, and the fiddle there I think came from Seth Lakeman, much more of a folk fiddle player than that skiffle style, but it works okay. We're still hearing terrific sound of Sticky Wickets Washboard. Do like that. We'll hear something a little more typical of the curmudgeonly side of Van Morrison. In the second half of the program, he does a rewrite of a song and gives it a more modern approach, and it's more reflective of his view of the world, cynical as it is. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on 2MCE Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. A banjo man now. This is Chris Cool. He's going to sing and play banjo with a pal.
Running to the Lord knows where. Oh, me, so Lord mighty, running to the Lord knows where. Where you ought to been uptown when old Reuben's train come down, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh, me, so Lord mighty, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. I've been been to the east and I've been to the west, going where the chilly winds don't blow. Oh, me, so Lord, am I, I'm going where the chilly winds don't blow. If you don't believe I'm gone, what's this train I'm riding on? I'm 900 miles from my home. Oh, me, so Lord, am I, I'm 900 miles from my home. Train so fast, you know it couldn't last. You could hear the wheels of burning up the rail. Oh, me, so Lord of mine, you could hear the wheels burning up the rails. Killed on the CNO line, his poor body never was found. They found his head in the driver's wheel about a mile and a half from town. Well, you ought to been uptown when old Reuben's train come down. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh, me and his soul, Lord, mine. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Thank you.
I played two tracks there from that album because they're both rather nice. That's why. First one was a song, Reuben's Train, featuring the voice of Chris Cool. He was playing old-time banjo, and joining him in the vocals, Simone Schmidt. And then that instrumental we just heard on Gourd Banjo and Dobro was called Leaving 2674. I don't know what 2674 is. I don't think there's even a New South Wales postcode, 2674, so that's not surprising, really, because he comes from Toronto, not New South Wales. I mean, not Toronto in New South Wales, but Toronto in Canada. Chris Cool, fine banjo player. Oh, look, here's Wonga Willie.
You are just a weary butler, waiting for a rattler, wondering just why you were born. And you ran to dodge a copper, you came an awful cropper, the skin on both your hat is cut and torn. You are tired and you are weary, your eyes got shut and bleary, the soles of your shoes are worn right through. Your heart is sore and aching, and your back is nearly breaking, your shirt and coat and pants have had it too. Singing hey ho hobo, you are a rolling stone. Even though you're stony broke, if you can still laugh a joke, you're as good as any king upon his throne. With fury you are boiling, your muscles need no oiling, as you run the dodge, the headlight brilliant glare. And you've seen the copper's wood ape, and you know that it's a good ape, and you know that Tucker's not the best in there. Then you step upon a thistle, as you hear the engine whistle, you tangle up and signal wise and points. Then you plunder in the gutter, and angrily you mutter, I'll strike me pink of all the flaming joints. Singing hey-ho-ho, you are a rolling stone. Though you pass a wearing thin, if you can still raise a grin, you're as good as any kick your honey's drum. When you see the green light flashing, you hear the bumpers crashing, you see the great big engine rolling by. With your swag all at the ready, your nerves are none too steady, but you know you've got a tanker on the fly. So then you thwag, you try to throw in, but the flaming thing not going, bounces off the truck, gets you and down you fall. You pick your remnants of your swag up, pick your billy can and bag up, and you say, I've missed the bastard after all. You're singing, hey, ho, 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 you are a rolling stone. The sky is looking grey, there'll surely come a day, you'll be better than a king upon his throne. You're singing, hey, ho, 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 you are a rolling stone.
Wonga Willie recorded live in a pub, live at the local, the album's called. The local in question, I think, was the Jamboree Pub. Battler's Ballad, traditional tune, I think, with words by Jack Wright. You're listening to Come All Ye, and another one now from the featured album. This is, I don't know who sang this first. Will this tell me, this piece of paper that's in front of me? I don't think it does. Anyway, you'll work it out. This is called, it's one of those message songs, Yonder Comes a Sucker.
Sucker, and he's got my girl, and she's gone, gone. gone, 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 gone. And I bid her my last farewell. Fell in love with a pretty little thing. I thought that when it bells would ring, she was as sweet she could be. Till I found out what she did to me. That's why I'm singing
railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he got my girl. But she's gone, 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 gone. And I bid her my best farewell.
I asked her mother to let her go. She whispered, mother, please tell him no. Though he may think that I am true, there's plenty more who think so too.
Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my girl.
And she's gone, gone, gone,
gone, gone, gone.
And I bid her my last farewell.
Gonna
have to pay. And when he finds that
she is gone,
I guess I'll hear him
sing this song.
Railroad, steamboat, river and canal.
Yonder comes a sucker and he stole my girl.
And she's gone, gone, gone,
gone, gone, gone.
And I bid her my last farewell.
River and canal.
Yonder comes a sucker and he stole my girl.
And she's gone, gone, gone,
gone, gone, gone.
And I bid her my last farewell.
And I bid her my last farewell.
And I bid her my last farewell.
Nice harmony vocals on this album as well. That one, Yonder Comes a Sucker, composed and originally recorded by Jim Reeves. Gentleman Jim Reeves, back in the mid-50s. Cropping up there on Moving On Skiffle, Van Morrison. So he's kind of picked songs that have been performed in the past in the skiffle style, but he's got a few there that he's doing his own way. I hope you're finding it interesting. Van Morrison, 77 years old and not as curmudgeonly on this album as he has been on some. The next track we'll hear in a few minutes runs counter to that, though. More of that shortly. This is the Paul McKenna Band now. I think I'll play two tracks. First, a set of tunes composed by the fiddle player in the band, Rory McMillan. They are, first of all, the Lasses of Fenagall. Fenagall de la Sierra is in Spain. Second tune, Spiegel Tent, 3 a.m. This particular Spiegel Tent is part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The third track, third tune in the set, Henri the Lobster. Henri apparently was a family pet. Then we'll let them keep going with a song much recorded called P Stands for Paddy.
Thank you. Stands for party, I suppose. J for my love, John. And W stands for false William. And Johnny's the fairest man. And Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Well, Johnny is the fairest man. And I don't care what anybody says, 'cause Johnny is the fairest man. Pleasant old walk, and I set myself down upon an old stone wall to hear to the first talk and hear what they might say, my dear, to hear what they might say. So I might go a little more about love before that I would go away. And P stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. And W stands for False William. And Johnny is the fairest man. And Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Oh, Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, 'cause Johnny is the fairest man. Wild bird's nest, and when I come down, I'll care a little more about the girl that I love best. About the girl that I love best, my dear, the girl that I love best. And when I come down, I'll care a little more about the girl that I love best. And P stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. And W stands for False William. Johnny is the fairest man. And Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, 'cause Johnny is the fairest man. 'Cause Johnny is the fairest man.
P stands for Paddy. That's the Paul McKenna Band from Glasgow with an Irish song. Before that, a set of tunes, I told you about them, collectively called the Lobster Set. In the 1920s, cast your mind back, Tampa Red, who was a blues man of some renown, recorded a song called Mama Don't Allow. It's a sort of bit of a protest song, bit of a joke, jug band sort of thing. Mama Don't Allow No Banjo Picking Around Here, that that sort of thing. Well, grumpy old Van Morrison has adapted it for this new album, and he came to prominence yet again last year, I think, when he was complaining bitterly about the British government's, or at least the Northern Irish, probably right across Britain, lockdown regulations because of COVID. So he rewrote it, the song, as Gov Don't Allow, as in government don't allow.
Gov don't allow no skipper playing in here. Gov don't allow no skipper playing in here. Don't care what club gonna allow, gonna play that skipper anyhow. Gov don't allow no skipper playing in here. Gov don't allow no freedom of speech in here. Gov don't allow no freedom of speech in here. Gov don't allow no freedom of speech, but I think it's Gov overreach. Gov don't allow no freedom of speech in here. Gov don't allow anybody to say what they want here. Gov don't allow anybody to say what they want here. They don't allow anybody to say what they want, but they're not gonna stop me rant. Gov don't allow say what they want. Gov don't allow no washboard playing in here. Gov don't allow no washboard playing in here. We don't care what Gov allow, gonna play our washboard anyhow. Gov don't allow no washboard playing in here.
A group from Melbourne next, called Potsheen, although they're not all Irish, or weren't all Irish. This was recorded quite a while ago. They're no longer performing as a band, but a couple of them are Irish. We'll hear a set of reels, first of all, then Scottish song called Twa Recruiting Sergeants.
And over the main, through Gibraltar to France and to Spain, with your feather to your bonnet and your kilt upon your knee, enlist my bonny laddie and come along with me.
Twa recruiting sergeants come fae the Black Watch to markets and fair some recruits for to catch, and all that they lasted was 40 and twa. Unless my bonny laddie had come along.
And it's over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and to Spain, with your feather to your bonnet and your kilt upon your knee. Unless my bonny laddie had come along with me.
Well, laddie, you didn't ken the danger that you're in. Your horses was the plague and your housing was the wren. The speedy old fair Mary when he pay your fee, unless my bonny laddie
and come along with me. And it's into the bar now, you do to the fire. This all the fair, Mary thinks she'll never tire. It's a slavery job, although no degree. And let's my bonnie laddie and come along with me.
Over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and to Spain, where you put out to your bonnet and your kilt up on your knee. And let's my bonnie laddie and come along with me.
Your tatty purins and your meal and your kale, your sir seven surins and your ill brewed ale, with your buttermilk and whey and your bleed fire to raw. And lass my bonnie laddie and come a walk
over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and to Spain, with your bonnet, your bonnet and your kilt upon your knee. And lass my bonnie laddie and come along with me.
Oh laddie, if ye hae a sweetheart and a bairn, ye'll easily get rid o' the hills one year. Twa rattles on a drum aye, and that'll play the maw. And lass my bonnie laddie and come along.
Over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and to Spain, and let's my bonnie laddie and come away with me.
That's Potsheen from Melbourne. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll have a track from a group called Blind Man's Holiday. They were very popular back in the 90s, early 90s, in Australia. This is, I think, the only song in French on this album. They sing in Macedonian and Turkish, Greek, Bulgarian, what else? Spanish, Punjabi. They sing one in Walloon, French, Belgian, French. And some others, Hungarian and Italian. And, oh, goodness, they're all over the place. Anyway, this song, "Don't You Want to Return Home, My Daughter? Oh, no, my father. Oh, no, my mother. I am abandoned, but with my three railway workers, I am well cared for." This is a song called "Les Trois Meuniers du Chemin de Fer."
Oh, viens donc, notre mignonne, viens donc t'y promener. Oh, viens donc, notre mignonne, viens donc t'y promener. Viens gentiment, viens doucement, sur le bord de la rivière, avec ses trois jolies mineurs, mineurs de chemin de fer, mineurs de chemin de fer. Son père aussi, sa mère, trois jours ils l'ont cherché. Son père aussi, sa mère, trois jours ils l'ont cherché. Ils l'ont cherché, ils l'ont trouvé, sur le bord de la rivière, avec ses trois jolies mineurs, mineurs de chemin de fer, mineurs de chemin de fer. Veux-tu venir, ma fille, venir à la maison? Veux-tu venir, ma fille, venir à la maison? Oh non, mon père, oh non, ma mère, je suis abandonnée. Mais de ces trois jolies mineurs, je suis la bien-aimée, je suis la bien-aimée. Si vous saviez, mon père, comme je suis bien ici. Si vous saviez, mon père, comme je suis bien ici. L'un coupe mon pain, l'autre tire mon vin, et l'autre me verse à boire. Et tous les trois, le verre en main, mignonne, voulez-vous boire? Mignonne, voulez-vous boire? Quand arrive le dimanche, je suis encore bien mieux. Quand arrive le dimanche, je suis encore bien mieux.
L'un coupe mon bois, l'autre fait mon feu, et l'autre chauffe ma chemise. Tout toi frise mes blancs cheveux à la mode gentille, à la mode gentille. Si quelquefois mon père passait par Oléon, si quelquefois mon père passait par Oléon, faites compliment à mes parents. Au garçon du village, ils n'auront pas eu l'agrément d'avoir mon cœur en cage, d'avoir mon cœur en cage.
Circles time, I'm on my way back home. I'm on this train, the queen of them all. This dream that can hold. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in a heavenly flight. That notes the sound of the whistle you blow as she travels. Her headlights gleam, high into the night. Her fireworks flash, you see. The blinds I love, the lights I look. It's home, sweet home to me. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in a heavenly flight.
Not a bad voice for 77, Sir Ivan Morrison. Van Morrison with the Streamlined Cannonball. From the featured album on the program today, moving on, Skiffle. Next one comes from, I think I'll play two from this album, I haven't played it for quite a while. It's a compilation album by a group called The Mysterious Redbirds. Tom Paley, James Reams and Bill Christopherson. Taken from their recordings made between 1992 and 1998. We'll hear Sweet Sunny South, which first was recorded back in 1927, and then a couple of tunes, Oh My Little Darling, and Did You Ever See the Devil, which is a variation of Miss McLeod's Reel.
me home to a place where I first saw the light. To the sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? I think with regrets of the dear home I left, and the warm hearts that cheered me there, of the wife and the dear ones of whom I'm bereft, and the sight of the old place again. Home to the place where the little ones sleep, and oh my, she lies dead nearby. Oh, the graves of the loved ones I long there to meet, among them to rest and to die. Take me home to the place where the orange trees grow, to my kind in the evergreen shade, where the flowers on the river's green margins they grow, they are sweet on the banks where we play. There's a path to the cottage they say has grown green, and the place is quite lonely round. And I know that the smiles and the forms I have seen now lie in the cold and mossy ground.
The day that I turned 40, there was chaos at our place. Phone calls, visits from the friends and half the human race. Pavlovas from up country, sausage rolls from out of town. And the first cork was popped long before the sun went down. But it all had to stop, the whole blooming lot, to take Grandma to the TAB. The 318 at Rose Hill, such excitement, such a treat. A horse by the name of Borrowdale was the chosen lump of meat. Everything stopped in the household, we gathered round the radio. Borrowdale was running third, 300 left to go. And we'd all had to stop, the whole booming lot, to take Grandma to the TAB. The going, it was heavy, and the rain was falling fast. The chosen nag likes the dry, not the overcast. Tensions running high at home as they hit the straight. He'd better take off soon, said Dad, or it'll all be too late. Cos we'd all had to stop, the whole blooming lot, to take Grandma to the TAB. You'd better watch out when she comes home, another dollar down. So when Grandma crossed the threshold, everyone was looking around. Borrowdale came second, roaring home in the wet. You don't all have to hide, she said, I placed an each way bet. And we'd all had to stop, the whole blooming lot, to take Grandma to the TAB. Smiles broke out all around the joint, and Grandma said, just wait. I've got a bit of special news for us to celebrate. Break out the bottles and don't make it a few. The drinks are all on me, I got the trifecta too. And we'd all had to stop, the whole blooming lot, to take Grandma to the TAB. Yes, it all had to stop, the whole blooming lot, to take Grandma to the TAB.
That's Neil Adam, and it all had to stop to take Grandma to the TAB. Well, getting a trifecta, well worth it, no doubt. No doubt. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. We've got time for three and a bit tracks, I think, with a bit of luck. Starting with the final one from the featured album that we'll hear today. This is I Wish I Was an Apple on a Tree.
I wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was an apple on a tree. If I was an apple on a tree, you'd come along and take a bite out of me. I wish I was an apple on a tree.
Hi-ho, Philly D, this is what I like to be. This is what I really like to be.
I wish I was a big Virginia ham. Wish I was a big Virginia ham. If I was a big Virginia ham, I'd chew in the oven with the candy jam. Wish I was a big Virginia ham.
Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be.
All right. Thank you.
Put that wood and mold down in the ground. Fire with the mold down in the ground. You know it broke this mountain down. Wish I was a mold down in the ground. Well, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be. I wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was an apple on a tree. If I was an apple on a tree, you'd come along and take a bite out of me. I wish I was an apple on a tree. I was a mole down in the ground. But I was a mole down in the ground. If I was a mole down in the ground, you know we root this mountain down. Wish I was a mole down in the ground. Oh, fiddly-dee, well, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be. This is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be. I love fiddly-dee. Well, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be.
Sir Ivan Morrison with the final track that we'll hear today from Moving On Skiffle, his March 2023 released double album of skiffle music. Van Morrison's love of skiffle dates back to his childhood, and he started playing in a skiffle band when he was still at school, largely as a result of hearing Lonnie Donegan's version of Rock Island Line, and he was right there at the vanguard of this sort of homemade music, skiffle music, which was really big in Britain in the mid-1950s. He moved on to different music, of course, including singing lots of great songs with the group Them. And he's still going at 77, so rush out and buy it while there's still time. Exile Productions is the label. Moving On Skiffle, it's called. Here's Andy Saunders.
My name is old Jack Palmer, I'm a man of olden days, and so I wish to sing a song to you of olden praise, to tell of merry friends of old, when we were gay and young, how we sang and sat together round the old keg of rum, oh, the old keg of rum, the old keg of rum. And we sang and sang together round the old keg of rum. There was Jack and I, the ploughboy, Jem Moore and old Tom Hines, and poor old Tom the fiddler, who now in glory shines, and several more of our old chums who shine in kingdom come. We all associated around the old keg of rum. Oh, the old keg of rum, the old keg of rum. We all associated around the old keg of rum. And when harvest time was over, and we'd get our harvest fee, we'd meet and quickly rise the keg, and then we'd have a spree. We'd sit and sing together till we got that blind and dumb, that we couldn't find the bungo of the old keg of rum. Oh, the old keg of rum, the old keg of rum, that we couldn't find the bungo of the old keg of rum. It's jovially together, boys, we'd laugh, we'd chat, we'd sing. Sometimes we'd have a little row, some arguments would bring. And oft times in a scrimmage, boys, I've caught it with me thumb to keep the life from leaking from the owl keg of rum. How the owl keg of rum, the owl keg of rum, to keep the life from leaking from the owl keg of rum. But when our spree was ended, boys, and walking from our snooze, but to give another drain, well, the old keg would refuse. We'd rap it with our knuckles if it sounded like a drum. We'd know the life and spirit had left the old keg of rum. Oh, the old keg of rum, the old keg of rum. We'd know the life and spirit had left the old keg of rum. Now those happy days have passed away, I've seen their pleasures fade, and many of our good old friends have with old times decayed. But still when on my travels, boys, if I would meet with an old chum, we will sigh in conversation of the old keg of rum. Oh, the old keg of rum, the old keg of rum. We will sigh in conversation of the old keg of rum.
Ah, such a deep and meaningful ballad. From Andy Saunders, the old keg of rum. Thank you very much for your company today. I'll be back again very soon with another program of Come All Ye. And I hope you enjoyed the program. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.